Chapter 12, Episode 3, Contract, Part 1. My body suddenly became heavy as I felt water entering my lungs. Then I was sucked in somewhere. I wasn't torn apart because I fell with perfect timing. However, I couldn't lose consciousness here. I had to stay awake. I needed to wait for a while. Somehow, I managed to curl up and hold my breath. 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds. I was barely breathing when my hands hit a tangible wall in the darkness. Look! I could barely breathe, even after coughing up the river water several times. My level 10 physique saved me from being killed by hitting the water surface, but the large and small bruises all over my body were very painful. In order to not fall into a panic, I controlled my breathing and then turned on my smartphone. I was worried it might have broken in the fall, but fortunately it powered on just fine. It was good that I'd spent a lot and bought a smartphone with waterproof capabilities. The flashlight turned on, and the surrounding scenery entered my eyes. There was a huge wall with concrete byproducts floating by. The insides of an ichthyosaur's stomach were more disgusting than I'd imagined. Damn it. Yoo Jung-hyuk's expression as he released his grip on me without hesitation and then got off the bridge was vivid in my mind. I'd expected it, but it was still more shocking than I thought it'd be. If I wanted to be his companion, I had to survive. It wasn't that I didn't understand. The weight of this word, companion, was too great for Yoo Jung-hyuk. Since his failure in the first round of regression, Yoo Jung-hyuk had never made a real companion. It was rare for humans to easily follow the growth of a regressor. As a result, he had solved everything alone, was revered as a savior, and was naturally lonely. To Yoo Jung-hyuk, humans were only subordinates or enemies. Thus, this was a test. If I wanted to be in an equal position with him, I had to solve this much alone. Well, that was when I looked at it from Yoo Jung-hyuk's point of view. Companion like you, crazy psychopath. I barely doggy paddled to a floating styrofoam panel and raised my body onto it. Thanks to the warmth of the stomach, I wasn't cold. However, the problem was what was to happen from now on. I closed my eyes and played the message log I had heard.
You have failed to clear the scenario. Paid settlement will begin. 100 coins have been reduced for the channel usage fee. The constellation Prisoner of the Golden Headband has nodded at your exciting remarks. 100 coins have been sponsored. The constellation Demon-like Judge of Fire nods at your choice. 100 coins have been sponsored. The constellation Secret of Plotter is disappointed in your rash remarks.
There were quite a few messages. Additionally, a few exposed constellations sponsored me. Maybe it was due to the final conversation I had with Yoo Jung-hyuk. I felt a little down as I read through the messages of the constellations one by one and collected the coins. If I had picked one of these constellations in the first sponsor selection, this might not have happened. However, I had no regret in my choice. After encountering Yoo Jung-hyuk directly, I was certain. The Great Sage Heaven's Equal might be the sponsor of the highest quality, but he wasn't enough. I needed more than just sponsorship if I wanted to confront Yoo Jung-hyuk. That was what I would gain from here. The walls of the stomach growled, and small waves rose inside. The sea commander seemed to be moving somewhere. I turned on my smartphone and calculated the time. According to Ways of Survival, the ichthyosaur started to secrete stomach acid at around 3 hours after ingesting food. In other words, I didn't have much time left.
It's sad that things turned out like this. It was very interesting.
There was a sound effect before the Dokebi's voice rang out. Dokebi?
Yes, that's right. You don't seem panicked at all.
I knew you would come.
It sounds like you were waiting for me.
Of course. I have been waiting. A light turned on and the Dokebi appeared. I couldn't tell for sure from his expression alone, but this guy was clearly interested. If I was pushed here, I wouldn't be able to eat my meal. So I deliberately spoke calmly. Are you going to take coins from me?
Coins?
You have to take coins in exchange for me failing the scenario.
Not your life?
If it was my life, you would have written death in the failure results column, not unknown. Doesn't this mean there's room to negotiate?
How interesting.
In fact, there was a loophole in my words. The scenario message was failure, unknown. This literally meant that the penalty of failure was unknown. It was just my assumption that it was in exchange for coins. Nevertheless, there was a reason why I was so certain. Am I wrong? It was because I already knew about this scenario. The Dokubi hesitated for a moment before nodding.
You are right. It's amazing that you could determine this point with such a clue, as expected from someone who has attracted the constellation's attention.
The Dokubi's tone was filled with sincere admiration.
As you said, you can survive this sub-scenario if you pay coins, even if you fail.
How much?
Pay 1,100 coins, then I will let you live.
I looked at how many coins I currently possessed.
Coins possessed, 5,100.
I couldn't help smiling. This brat was messing around right now. That is too much.
Then won't you die? It is up to me to accept the coins or not. If you do something wrong, I can just end it here.
Then kill me.
Huh?
Kill me. You can't kill me. The Dokubi didn't move. This was a natural reaction. After all, he was having a lot of fun with me right now. Furthermore, he wouldn't have come down here to see me if he had been planning to kill me. For this guy, I had to survive here or at least to die miserably.
You're really making me angry. Now look.
The Dokubi's flat-shaped eyebrows wiggled furiously. It was time to stop the taunts and get to the main point. Low-grade Dokubi Bihyung, how are the activities of a streamer? If there was a crack in the face, it would look exactly like this. Dokubi Bihyung showed confusion for the first time.
How do you know my name?
You haven't been enjoying broadcasting lately, right? The constellations are too stingy.
Who the hell are you? How does a human—
Bihyung's horns shook. It was a natural reaction. After all, an ordinary human couldn't know about the Starstream system. However, I wasn't an ordinary human.
A few constellations have doubts about your existence. The constellation Secretive Plotter's eyes are shining at your plan.
From now on, it wasn't a story for the constellations. I mouthed to Bihyung. How about we talk after you close the channel? Bihyung was worried and closed the channel.
BI-7623 channel is closed.
Once the constellations left the channel, Bihyung showed his true colors.
Feel free to speak. How can an ordinary human know about the Starstream broadcasting?
That isn't important.
Huh?
Bihyung, do you want to be king of the Dokubis?
What? Now?
Don't you wish to be the best streamer in the network, surpassing Dokak and Gildal? Bihyung's complexion was changing. Dokubi Bihyung, sign a contract with me. Then I will make you king of the Dokubis. Chapter 13, Episode 3, Contract, Part 2. Starstream System. The Starstream Broadcasting was designed to relay its contents to the entire universe. The subscribers were constellations at the top of the distant galaxies. The actors were humans like me. And the storyteller that connected the two sides was the Dokubi before me.
You are crazy. A crazy human. I should have known it when you refused the sponsoring of the other constellations.
Bihyung laughed for a long time before opening his mouth again.
I don't know how you know about Starstream Broadcasting, but I can't accept your offer. I'm a Dokubi, not a constellation. I can't be your sponsor.
You seem to have misunderstood. I never told you to sponsor me.
Huh?
I'm well aware that you are a weak Dokubi. I don't need your strength. I need your channel.
My channel?
Since you can't seem to understand me, is there a problem with your Korean language patch?
No, what is this?
I will explain it simply. I want to sign an exclusive contract with your channel. Bihyung made a blank expression before belatedly regaining his spirit.
Wait a minute, do you want to make a stream contract with me now?
Yes. A stream contract was originally a contract between a Dokubi and the constellations. The constellation's incarnation would appear on a particular channel, and the Dokubi would receive a portion of the coins earned by the incarnation of the constellation as a commission. Originally, the person who was the incarnation wouldn't be able to intervene in this contract. It was called a sponsorship, but the contracted incarnation was nothing but a slave.
This is a hit!
Bihyung laughed behind his small fingers. The surrounding atmosphere was changing.
I don't know how you know about such things, but to think that some human dares to mention the Starstream contract. Moreover, it is a trivial bug with no sponsor.
As his tone changed, the surrounding air was filled with killing intent. Indeed, even a low-level Dokkaebi was strong compared to humans. However, it wasn't enough to make me back off. It is worth signing a contract because I have no sponsor.
What?
What do you think the purpose of a constellation is to enter a channel? At the sudden question, Bi-hyung looked like a bad student. From now on, it was a special lecture time for the low-level Dokkaebi. You don't have to be so nervous. You already knew this information. But let's review it again to see what it means. Bi-hyung was caught in my pace and nodded despite himself. The Starstream subscribers can be largely divided into two groups. One group is the fun seekers, who seek to relieve their boredom with the channel. The other group consists of the incarnation seekers, who want to find an incarnation to contract with them. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's right.
For this reason, you must be able to satisfy one of the two groups in order to be a famous channel in the Starstream. In other words, you either stick to the fun seekers or the incarnation seekers. You have to attract one of them properly.
You are moderately well informed. But so what? Why does this have to do with why constellations subscribe?
I don't know how many more hints I have to give you. This is why your number of subscribers still isn't over 3 digits.
Shut up. Say it quickly.
Seeing Bi-hyung thrust his small horns at me cutely, it was hard to believe that the Dokkaebi had blown up people's heads a while ago. Now it was time to stop making fun of him and take a chance. What if there's a channel that can satisfy both the fun seekers and the incarnation seekers?
What are you saying? Such a thing is impossible. Even if it is possible, it's only for a while.
Bi-hyung's words were correct. The reason why it was impossible to satisfy all the constellations was due to the characteristics of the incarnation searchers group. The purpose of these constellations was to discover an incarnation. They changed channels as soon as the sponsor selection was over. Due to this, the incarnation searchers group were just temporary customers. However, that is the story for when the sponsor selection proceeds normally.
What?
What if there's an incarnation who doesn't sign a contract with any constellation? In addition, what if that incarnation shows an ability that transcends over all other incarnations with sponsors? The existence of a strong incarnation would attract the eyes of the constellations. If this incarnation continued to reject selecting a sponsor, the incarnation searchers group would also continue to subscribe without leaving the channel.
Wait a minute. Is this why you didn't select a sponsor?
Yes, that's right.
This is interesting.
Bi-hyung grinned at me.
Becoming the strongest incarnation without a sponsor. If there is such a thing, it certainly wouldn't be a dream to become the best Starstream channel. But such an incarnation can exist.
Do you really think so?
I admit, you aren't normal. You have attracted the attention of the constellations from the beginning, and thanks to it, I've also been having fun. However, there is a limit to your delusions. Haven't you noticed it after going through that? An ordinary human can never beat an incarnation. That is the law of the world.
I don't know that.
You have already missed the opportunity. Look around you. This isn't a main scenario. You failed a sub-scenario, and now your life is at risk. There are no constellations watching you.
Really?
Huh?
By now, the constellations must be in uproar. Aren't they? Isn't everybody clamoring for the channel to quickly be opened? Bi-hyung was silent. Aren't they all going crazy with curiosity right now? Who is that crazy person who went against the regressor? Is he really a prophet? Can he really see the future? If he can see the future, why did he get eaten by an ichthyosaur?
Stop! You are...
For now, I'm going to show it. So shut up and do what I tell you. Do you want to become king of the Dokkaebis? The gaze with which Bi-hyung was using to look at me was changing, and I could hear the sound of him gulping. Bi-hyung was worried. However, in any case, there was nothing to lose if he believed me here. In that case, Bi-hyung's pupils moved quickly.
Then let's settle the scenario failure first. Give me 5,100 coins.
What are you saying? I didn't fail.
Eh?
Maybe I've met the conditions by now. I loosened my stiff body and got up from my seat. My cold body was stiff. Bi-hyung still had a stupid expression on his face. Open the channel. It will start soon.
Start? What will...
Then a message rang out in the air.
The hidden scenario has arrived. Hidden scenario, Commander Slayer. Category, hidden. Difficulty, A+. Clear conditions. Kill the ichthyosaur, sea commander, and escape from its stomach. Time limit, 10 days. Compensation, 9,000 coins. Failure, death.
Look, didn't I tell you to be prepared? There were three types of scenarios in Ways of Survival. The main scenario was in charge of progressing the main story, the sub-scenarios were responsible for minor events, and the hidden scenarios were only opened through special conditions.
How on earth?
Bi-hyung's lips were shaking with shock. Unlike the main scenarios and sub-scenarios that Adokabi was in charge of, the hidden scenarios were characterized by their automatic appearance when certain conditions were met. You didn't even know? You low-grade Dokabi.
You! What on earth?
Anyway, if I can clear this, I will prove that I have the ability for the contract, right? Bi-hyung watched the scenario screen with gloomy eyes. He looked at me with a careful gaze and asked,
This scenario, the difficulty is A+. Do you really believe you can clear it?
Yes. There was a small wave as the Han River water crashed against the wall of the ichthyosaur's stomach. Bi-hyung was silent for a moment before opening his mouth.
Okay. If you succeed in clearing the scenario, then I will accept the contract.
The terms of the contract will be negotiated after the scenario is cleared.
So arrogant. Then I will open the channel again. Please try hard.
Ah, wait a minute. It would be difficult if he left so soon. I had something to check. You have something left to do.
What is it now?
Bi-hyung's mocking tone was somewhat annoying. Fix a system error for me.
System error?
My attributes window is an opening.
No way. The system can't have an error. The scenario system is perfect.
Take a look yourself. Bi-hyung looked at me with suspicious eyes and started to mutter something.
The Dokebi Bi-hyung has used system interference on you.
System interference. It was an absolute interference skill that could only be used by Dokebis with the right to interfere in the scenario. In fact, it was unclear if the reason why I couldn't see the attributes window was an error or not. However, at least the Dokebi would be able to find out something. That said, if he couldn't figure it out, then it was also a profit for me.
The exclusive skill, Fourth Wall, is activated.
In the next moment, sparks flew in the air and struck Bi-hyung. Chapter 14, Episode 3, Contract, Part 3. Looking at the situation, I got a sense of what happened. What is it? Is something wrong?
This isn't possible. How can there be a firewall preventing the system interference?
It seemed Fourth Wall blocked not just the skills of an incarnation, but the Dokebi's interference as well. If this were true, it meant nobody in Ways of Survival could see my attributes window, including myself. How interesting. It was the perfect condition to become a scammer. Forget about it.
Please wait. I can do it. What if I do this?
You can't do it.
Quack!
Bi-hyung screamed as if he had received an electric shock. The fluffy white hair on his skin was burned black.
This?
It's okay. If you can't do it, then stop. I will ask for another favor.
This can't be. I am Dokebi Bi-hyung. If I can't solve this situation, the honor of the Dokebi...
I looked at the clock. It had been an hour since the ichthyosaur ate. There was no time to waste like this. The Dokebi back. Bi-hyung stopped his useless action of digging at the air.
What?
Open the Dokebi back.
How do you know about that?
Are you going to open it?
Only an incarnation with a sponsor can use the Dokebi bag.
It is true that all incarnations that use the Dokebi bag have a sponsor, but there is no rule that an incarnation without a sponsor can't use the Dokebi bag.
Wait a minute.
Bi-hyung pulled out a manual and confirmed it.
At this point, I don't know if I am a Dokebi or you are. Are you actually a Dokebi?
The smiling Bi-hyung raised both hands.
Okay, there's no problem if you use it. However, the dokkaebi bag can only be used when the channel is open for streaming purposes. Is that okay?
It's fine.
BI-7623 channel is open. Constellations have entered.
Then an electric current appeared in the air, and a transparent screen emerged in front of me.
Welcome to the coin shop, the dokkaebi bag.
The dokkaebi bag. It was the moment when this damn world's cash store was opened. There were two ways to use coins and ways of survival. One of them was to raise the level of stats such as physique and strength. The other was to use it as a common form of currency that could be used in various stores, including the dokkaebi bag.
Buy it now. A starter pack for your incarnation for 2,500 coins. A today-only special, a 300% growth package. Grow faster than the others. Did you accidentally pick an incarnation with a bad attribute? Don't worry. The random attribute box that can randomly change the attribute has been released.
There were numerous coin items, including various packages. All of the advertisements in the dokkaebi bag were aimed at constellations raising incarnations. This was natural since the original customers of the dokkaebi bag were constellations. I got rid of the pop-up advertising windows one by one. Although it was nothing compared to the disasters that emerged in the fifth main scenario, a Sea Commander Ichthyosaur was no different from a disaster for the early stage incarnations. To defeat the Ichthyosaur, I needed some items sold in the dokkaebi bag. Let's see. I looked at the catalog before glancing over at Bi-hyung. Hey, are these the only items I can buy right now? Is there a search function?
At that... Shit, wait. Constellations, please, please, calm down.
From the moment the channel opened, Bi-hyung had been repeating explanations with comic-like sweat drops on his face.
It was just a server error that shut the broadcast off for a while. I didn't turn it off on purpose.
There were a total of 20 stars above Bi-hyung's head. Since not too many of them had left the channel, it seemed that quite a few constellations still wanted to see what had happened to me. Of course, not all the constellations were friendly.
A few constellations are questioning the fairness of the broadcast. A few constellations are suspicious of the privileges you have received.
It wasn't unexpected. While the broadcast was off, a hidden scenario had started and the dokkaebi bag had been opened. It was no wonder that the constellations were surprised.
No preferences? Look at this, constellations. I am a dokkaebi. Don't you know that I will be extinguished if I do that? Don't you know that the storyteller vow is never light?
Will you help me?
There is a product search button in the lower right corner.
Thank you. I ignored Bi-hyung and pressed the magnifying glass icon at the bottom of the package window.
The product search function is activated. The product search function is limited to 5 times a day. Any additional searches will cost 100 coins per search.
In any case, it was the same for humans and dokkaebi. The total number of free searches given was 5. 2 searches were enough to buy the materials I needed, so I had 3 searches left.
The constellation Secretive Plotter is wondering about your plan.
Yes, be curious. If you're curious, keep watching.
The constellation Abyssal Black Flame Dragon is looking angrily at your actions.
Don't watch if you're gonna get all twisted up. I opened my mouth to use the search function. Search for Ancient Dragon Item.
There are 3 search results.
A small pop-up window soon emerged.
Ancient Dragon's Heart, stock, unknown. Ancient Dragon's Bone, stock, 1. Ancient Dragon's Horn, stock, 1.
I chose the Ancient Dragon's Heart.
Item information. Name, Ancient Dragon's Heart. Rating, SS. Description, a heart containing the magic power of the ancient dragon Ignitus. It possesses near-infinite magic power, and the attribute Hellfire will be acquired if a heart transplant is successful. Price? 1,500,000. Stock? Just sold out.
As expected, it was out of stock. From beyond the catalog, Bi-hyung, who was dealing with the constellations, looked at me with his jaw dropped open.
Crazy! How do you know the information about the ancient dragon?
I just called out a nice name.
It seems like a lie.
I shrugged. In the original ways of survival, the owner of the ancient dragon's heart was already determined. If I remembered correctly, the owner of the heart was currently in Italy. They were a person with good luck, getting such a diamond of a sponsor. I called out several more product names.
The related product search is completed. Great Demon's Eye stock, 0. Purest Sword Force, stock, 1. Great Demon Eyes, stock, 0. Purest Sword Force, stock, 1.
The Great Demon's Eyes were stoled out. It seemed the hands of the constellations were really quick. Well, I couldn't buy the item anyway since the selling price was 1,000,000 coins. At any rate, it was good to have a sponsor. Now, the incarnation with the Great Demon's Eyes would grow and destroy the beginner scenarios.
What type of cheat are you using? How do you know about the items that can only be found in the search?
I just said plausible names. Among the three items that I searched for, only the purest sword force was in stock. Furthermore, the price was 10,000 coins, so I couldn't buy it now. I put it in the shopping cart for now.
What are you buying?
Not right now. I was just window shopping.
Sheesh, what a waste of time.
I am going to buy something, so bring up the items I call out from now on. I called out several item names. After a moment, a list of items emerged in front of me.
Mucus of the Hammer Seahorse. Stock, 124. Stone Hog's Pointed Thorn. Stock, 17.
I compared it to the list in my memories. The Hammer Seahorse, which was the food for the ichthyosaur, and the Stone Hog, which was the nemesis of sea species. There was no doubt. This combination was the best when it came to attacking an ichthyosaur. 4 mucus, 4 thorns. Is it 800 coins?
Yes, but where are you going to use these miscellaneous items?
You don't need to know.
I don't want to be nosy, but why don't you buy something else? For example, this Wardyang sword technique. It is originally 8,000 coins, but I will now sell it for 4,000 coins. Wouldn't buying this be more helpful to clear the scenario?
Thank you, but I'll just buy this. Bihyung wasn't satisfied, but received the payment anyway.
800 coins have been consumed.
In the darkness, a sparkling powder gathered, and the 4 elongated thorns and the pockets of black mucus appeared.
I can't give a refund if you regret it now. Do you understand?
I know. I nodded briefly and started working. I took off my top, tied it around my waist, and stuck the thorns in the gap between my top and my waist, while the pockets were hung from my waist. The stone hog's thorn was stumpy but became sharp at the end. It was approximately 1 meter in length. It was a reasonable size to pierce something.
Well, then I'll be going. I can't stay with you. There is something fun going on in another place.
Do it.
Then hang in there. I hope the story will bless you.
Bihyung disappeared in a flash of light, and the surroundings became dark again. I could use the light from my smartphone, but I wanted to save the battery as much as possible. In the darkness, the stone hog thorn was emitting a bluish light. It was a feeble light, but it would be sufficient for the moment. I pulled out the thorn and swung it. Maybe it was because I didn't have a skill such as weapons training or incarnation of all soldiers, but I couldn't get used to holding the thorn.
A few constellations are bored.
The impatient constellations left the channel. I couldn't see it, but Bihyung was probably fretting right now. Then an hour passed. Right, left, up, and down. I didn't like it, but I no longer had a problem with handling the thorn. The surface finish was rough and didn't seem like it would slip easily from my hand. It was time to begin. I used the proper force and stabbed the ichthyosaur wall above me. Ting! It was like poking a rubber elastic wall as the thorn bounced off. My current strength wasn't high enough to tear at the stomach of the ichthyosaur. It would probably be the same if I used a skill. At that moment, the small holes at the top of the stomach wall opened simultaneously. Then an absolutely disgusting liquid poured out. Quack! One of the demonic people floating on something in the stomach started shrieking. The demonic people's skin started burning. The digestion of the ichthyosaur had begun. The ichthyosaur's digestive juices quickly mixed into the river water and started to melt away the concrete and other floating products. There was no time. However, it was going as planned. I jumped from the floating object and gripped a bump on the wall of the stomach. Then I started climbing up the wall like I was rock climbing. Gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. The outlet of the digestive juices was right above. I put the thorn in my mouth and grabbed a pocket of the hammer seahorse's mucus. Pouring the mysterious dark blue liquid onto my hand, I then applied the mucus carefully onto the thorn, from the tip down to the end. I did it with precision and care, like applying shaving cream to an area to be shaved. If the shaving cream protected the skin from the razor, then the mucus protected the thorn from the digestive juices. Go. I swung the thorn toward where the digestive juices were coming from. The angle was correct, and I used my maximum strength. The digestive juices flowed down from the thorn and dissolved into the skin on my forearm. I experienced a terrible pain, but it didn't stop. If I made a mistake here, everything would be over.
The exclusive skill, Fourth Wall, has relieved some of the pain.
Gurgle, gurgle, churuduk. Before long, the thorn jammed up the emission point. Just one. After a deep sigh, I pulled out another thorn from my waist. I applied the mucus of the hammer seahorse onto another thorn, found an opening, and blocked it.
A few constellations admire your calmness. Constellations have sponsored you 200 coins.
I used this method to block 3 opening points. There were some left, but the small openings didn't release large amounts of digestive fluids. There was one thorn left in the top tied tightly around me. All that was left was one thorn and 2 pockets of mucus. I used the remaining mucus on my skin and clothes, and then poured the remainder down my throat. Cop! The fishy taste on my tongue was sickening, but it was better than dying. The bitterness was nothing compared to the disaster that would occur starting from this moment. It was around 5 minutes afterward that the entire stomach started trembling. It had started. Kyeek! The ichthyosaur let out a painful scream. The blood vessels on the wall of the stomach were squirming, and the thorns were visibly expanding into the blood vessels. The thorns in the openings had started their aggressive growth activity. This was because the stone hog's thorns grew in response to body fluids of seawater species. The thorns, which had become immune to the digestive juices due to the applied mucus, absorbed the surrounding fluids and started to take root in the body of the ichthyosaur. The stone hog's thorns wouldn't stop expanding until the ichthyosaur was completely dead. As I watched the liquid swirl under my feet, I grabbed a thorn tightly. I had done everything I could. From now on, it was a mental fight. Either I would die, or this guy would die. Only one of us would survive. Chapter 15, Episode 3, Contract, Part 5. I didn't know how much time passed. My breathing was often interrupted, and all of my muscles were so stiff that I could barely move them.
A few constellations admire your will to survive. Constellations have sponsored you 100 coins.
However, I persisted. I persisted because I believed I could hold on. The light emitted from the thorn in the darkness confirmed that I was alive. After confirming the falling temperature of the stomach wall, I was convinced the ichthyosaur was dying.
The constellation, demon-like judge of fire, admires your spirit. The constellation has sponsored you 100 coins.
When I was hungry, I placed my tongue to the end of the thorn. The condensed fluid that flowed out contained a life force absorbed from the ichthyosaur. The reason I drank the mucus in advance had been to absorb this concentrate.
Your physique has slightly increased due to absorbing the power of the ichthyosaur.
There wasn't an immediate effect of my stats levels increasing, but by the time I had escaped from the ichthyosaur, I would gain at least 2 levels in physique. It wouldn't work at a higher level, but this was one of the few tricks I could use to raise my physique without using coins. Indeed, this wasn't a dream. This was all I could do. I was just an ordinary reader, not a protagonist. It felt like I would wake up screaming in bed at any moment, but no such miracle happened no matter how much I blinked. Mother would be fine. She was okay. This wasn't anybody else. It was Mother. I fell asleep whenever the liquid on the floor drained away and woke up every time the cold river water entered my mouth. Then finally, the ichthyosaur's digestion stopped. The warmth of the viscera suddenly cooled down and the elastic stomach lining gradually solidified. Thus, I could be certain of it. The ichthyosaur had died.
You are really great.
There was a bright light in the darkness, and Bi-hyung's dim figure was floating in the air.
Using the stone hog's thorn like this? I never even thought about it. Constellations, isn't it the same for you?
Bi-hyung looked at the stone hog's thorn, emitting a faint light.
The stone hog is a guy who mainly lives on the coast and feeds on small sea species. They insert the thorn into the skin of the prey, but I didn't think it would be used to plug up the openings for the digestive juices.
Bi-hyung's shining eyes weren't looking at me. The words weren't explanations for me either.
A few constellations are smiling as if they already know. Constellations have sponsored you 100 coins. A few constellations belatedly understand your judgment. Constellations complain that you should tell them by talking to yourself from now on.
I ignored the messages from the constellations and drank the last of the condensed fluid.
Your physique has slightly increased due to absorbing the power of the ichthyosaur. Your physique level has written. Physique level 11 has increased to physique level 12.
I accomplished my intended purpose. Bi-hyung came down to me and touched my burned arm.
Furthermore, the mucus. I didn't know the mucus of the hammer seahorse was so potent.
Originally, my skin should have melted from the ichthyosaur's digestive juices. I opened my mouth to stop Bi-hyung's nonsense. The mucus of the hammer seahorse is immune to digestive fluids. They evolved in this way after often being eaten by the ichthyosaurs.
A few constellations admire your knowledge.
Then, Bi-hyung looked at me with a betrayed expression.
Excuse me, I should be the one explaining.
I did it because you don't know. Now, is the explanation over?
Yes.
Then give me the reward.
Cheeky bastard.
Bi-hyung grumbled while the reward message appeared in front of my eyes.
The hidden scenario has ended. You have obtained 9,000 coins in compensation. You are the first to successfully hunt a 7th grade species. You have earned 1,000 coins as an achievement reward.
9,000 coins plus an additional 1,000 coins. It was a very huge income.
Coins possessed. 14,800.
If I added the 500 donated coins from filming my survival, the total income was 10,500. It was over my target.
Constellations, did you enjoy this? Let's quickly watch an advertisement before going straight to the next scenario.
I could hear the faint sounds of an ad somewhere. New scenario opening featured package. 8,800 coins. Once the eyes of the constellations disappeared, Bi-hyung started speaking to me in a friendly manner.
It was a great survival. The response from the constellations was amazing.
How much time passed?
4 days. I was in suspense the whole time I was watching. Were you unaware of the time?
My smartphone died. It had taken more time than I thought it would. The original goal had been 2 days. Well, Yu Jong-hyuk took 4 days in the fourth round to catch an ichthyosaur, so the speed wasn't slow. Anyway, I did it. A pleasant feeling of fulfillment covered my whole body and made me feel confident. I was an ordinary person with ordinary skills, but even so, this didn't mean I could only do ordinary things. How funny. It was strange. A novel that hadn't been helpful for 28 years was now making me extraordinary.
Oh, are you talking to yourself already? Isn't it good? For an incarnation, talking to yourself is essential. Of course, there's constellations who dislike it, but usually...
Shut up and open the dokkaebi bag.
Why? Are you going to buy something?
I'm not buying, but selling.
Damn it, I'll have to cut the ad short. Constellations, hold on a second. I'll adjust the volume.
As Bi-hyung opened the dokkaebi bag, I looked at the thorns embedded in the wall. The upper barrier was hardened, and deep cracks formed around the thorns. So, I could now smash through the upper barrier with my strength. I broke the wall little by little with one remaining thorn. Shortly afterward, I encountered the core of the ichthyosaur that was glowing blue.
Ichthyosaur's core.
It was an ether core found in monster species 7th grade or higher. I could raise my magic power level without coins if I ingested them. It was good quality because it was a Sea Commander-grade ichthyosaur. I carefully cut the flesh around the core while Bi-hyung looked at me with a dumbfounded expression. I'll sell this.
You really...
Of course, I don't mean to sell it to you. I'll put it on the dokkaebi auction. Bi-hyung accepted it like he was tired of asking me anything.
What do you want? How much are you going to charge?
I won't sell it for coins. I'll sell it by barter.
Damn, you know all sorts of things.
Bi-hyun grumbled while uploading the item to the Dokebi auction. His desires were simple. This guy might listen better than I thought. Someone will show up to buy it. The item exchange must be broken faith.
Broken faith? There is a person with it. In any case, it is registered.
Yes, and I will buy... I saw Pyrrha's sword force in the shopping cart. Indeed, nobody had bought it yet. Most constellations weren't well aware of the value of coin items. The expensive items in the Dokebi bag weren't unconditionally good.
Wait a minute. Can I talk to you for a moment?
At Bi-hyung's words, the advertising volume increased again.
Constellations are complaining about the long advertisement.
Once I saw that one more advertisement had appeared, I had a hunch about what Bi-hyung wanted to say. Is it the contract? Advertising was the only way to hide the eyes and ears of the constellations without turning off the broadcast. From now on, it wasn't a story for the constellations.
Yes. I wasn't certain, but I became convinced after this scenario. Well, let's try it once. I can help you a little bit.
Won't this violate the streamer's pledge?
Of course. I can't really help you. I'm just saying that. Will you sign the contract?
What are the conditions?
Take a look.
The Dokebi pulled out an extravagant contract that had been prepared. I read the contract that emerged as a transparent window in the air.
Stream Contract Agreement. 1. Incarnation Kim Dokja, Gap, will sign an exclusive contract with Bi-hyung, Ul, until all scenarios are completed, or until his death.
I am the Gap?
Don't humans like this? It doesn't mean anything. Keep reading.
2. Incarnation Kim Dokja, Gap, will never choose a sponsor until all scenarios have ended or until his death.
This was also expected.
3. Incarnation Kim Dokja, Gap, should only be active on the channel of Dokebi Bi-hyung, Ul. 4. Incarnation Kim Dokja, Gap, and Dokebi Bi-hyung, Ul, will distribute the revenue from stream contracts, and this ratio will be determined through mutual consultation. 10. Incarnation Kim Dokja, Gap, and Dokebi Bi-hyung, Ul, will be subject to destruction in accordance with the laws of the Star Stream if they break this contract.
I read the contract carefully down to the last item. Although I thought he might play some trick on me, I didn't see that part, except for one thing. There is the most important part.
What do you mean? You can just say that you agree. The stream contract is a soul pledge.
I'm talking about the pay ratio.
Ah! Right!
As if this bastard didn't know that this was the most important part.
How about 5-5? Instead, I'll get rid of my channel fee. Ah, do you know how to calculate it? I will accurately divide your future donations in this ratio. For example, if you get 100 coins, you will receive 50 coins, and I will receive 50 coins.
All stream contracts were like this. The constellations had incarnations appear in the Dokebi's channel, and the contributions received from constellations would be divided by a percentage. This was normal. Are you taking me for a pushover? I won't accept.
What? But this is the industry's default settlement ratio.
I'm an incarnation without a sponsor. When donating to an incarnation without a sponsor, the constellations must pay a huge fee to the Dokebi. Haven't you already enjoyed a lot, thanks to me? Bi-hyung's jaw slowly dropped open, but there was no point making that expression. 10-0. You will only get the commission. I won't pay you a single penny.
What? That is ridiculous! How about 7-3?
The ratio changed greatly, but I wasn't going to concede. 10-0.
What is this fucking bullshit? It is a ridiculous rate!
Then don't accept. I'll just go to another channel. Gildal's doing well these days. I should ask him.
8-2. I can't concede anymore.
10-0. Bi-hyung's expression changed to a threatening one. He looked at my head like it would explode at any minute. However, I knew that he would never give up the contract. My existence was his last chance. The advertisement is coming to an end. Don't you see the constellations complaining? In the end, Bi-hyung gave up.
Shit. I understand. Then will you sign the contract?
He surrendered easier than I thought he would. In fact, I was going to give up at 9-1. Maybe he earned more money than I'd expected. It was a bit disgusting. Yes, and one more thing.
What? What now?
You have to give me a separate down payment. Give me 5,000 coins. Bi-Hyung's expression tightened.
You really?
I laughed. Why was agop agop, and why did humans dwell on it? I would let that damned Dokkaebi know.
The stream contract has concluded. You have received 5,000 coins as a down payment.
The advertisement finished, and the constellations came back. Then I patted the Dokkaebi on the shoulder and said, "Let's get out of here." Now was the real start.